everybody.
Hi.
Brian has yet to find anything he can't handle.
Good evening.
Good evening.
I can handle it all. Welcome to the Spy vs. Spy podcast.
You know what's the fucking charm, dude?
What is?
The third time.
Is that a fact?
Third time is the charm. Historically, on the books.
So, do you think that when Lucky invented his Lucky Charms brand cereal?
Yeah.
He invented that, right?
Yeah.
He's not only the president, he's also a member.
Yeah, it's like Dave Thomas.
That dude's a total member. You know who's more of a member than him? The Trix Rabbit.
Yeah. An idiot.
No, I think Lucky's worse because he, like, what the hell, dude? He can pretty much make that cereal. He can pull that cereal out of his ass. That cereal probably comes out of his ass.
That's how he
makes
it.
And he's all like, and he's just trying to keep it away from the kids. And like, dude, just give them the cereal. They're not even after your money or anything. They're just after cereal. Just give them some cereal. You're in charge of the cereal. Do it.
He will.
Right? You think so?
Yeah.
You think that
he'll
maybe
come to his senses.
A sequel will come out in 10 years? It'll be like, finally, Lucky gives up the cereal.
Yeah. And it'll go down like 50 cents. It'll be like...
That's right.
That'd be a good fucking marketing ploy.
Yeah.
The Trix Rabbit, though, he's a fucking dummy.
Yeah, like, what the hell?
And Fred? Shit.
Fred?
Flintstone? Yeah.
Flintstone. Yeah. I think we should try pronouncing it the way it should be pronounced. Flintstone.
Oh, I'll try.
Good diction. Flintstone.
My diction's horrible.
Yeah, mine's too.
It's mine's.
yeah, I'm also recounted here for Bobo.
So, audience.
I got an addiction to diction.
I wanted to clue these dudes in as to what's going on.
Which ones? Oh, those ones right there. Yeah.
Everyone hey. Listening.
Hi.
Hello? They're like, oh, what the fuck happened?
Yeah.
Did
these
dudes just fall off the earth or what?
Yeah.
We did in a little bit.
We fell off the planet of good talking.
Yeah, totally. We had some bad talking. We did one and it was like real boring. And I'm not going to play a clip because that's just fucking hard. So... I'm gonna give you a little excerpt right now. Here's why we didn't play it.
Okay.
This is you. I'm being you. Here it is.
All right. Okay.
Yeah, I don't know if I really like potatoes. I'm really more into rice.
Yeah,
noodles are good.
Potatoes are really good, but only when they come out of a can.
Yeah.
Because you see, they have all the, but then you don't because. Then you can't fry them, and then there's all the schmutz inside.
Oh,
I just wanted to throw that in there.
Potato schmutz.
Mmm, yum. Yeah.
So that's why that one's not going up. And then so then we tried again last night, and
you, I couldn't get it. I couldn't get it up.
You so. Be me real quick. How was I last night?
You guys should go to this website and look at this thing that you should buy.
Yeah.
It's not very interesting, but I think I'll buy it.
No, I said I wasn't going to buy it, but I was like, let's invade China. What if we go to war?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Brian, what if you and me went to war? What if we were on opposite sides of an uncivil war? What would that be like?
And you were just like, I wouldn't care. We are.
Yeah, like, I don't know. Everyone hates you guys anyways. And
yeah.
No one cares about us. So.
And then I got all mad because you said the whole planet would rush to Canada's defense if America started shit with you.
I think that's probably true.
I know you do.
Maybe some listeners can write in and say, what do you think would happen if the United States decided to invade Canada to take over some resources or whatnot?
All of the resources.
Or to claim that they maybe had, so that America could say they had the best poutine? Or something. Or maybe that America produced all the best hockey players. Or America owned Jim Carrey. Yeah. No, you guys do own Jim Carrey now.
Yeah.
And Mike Myers.
We got him a fair trade.
Yeah.
No, we didn't trade anything.
For some... What did we even get from you? I don't know. We give you all this stuff. We give you wood and water and electric and fire and battle beasts.
And tape. Don't forget tape. Videotape. All that videotape was from you.
That comes from Scotland, actually.
Not sticky tape.
Oh.
But what do you get from us? I don't think anything. I'm not sure we have any exports at all.
Yeah, I mean, we get like Coca-Cola and McDonald's or something.
Ungrateful rage.
There's a lot of exports that we get from other places that are like Well, I mean, I guess there's probably a lot of food stuffs. Like from California, we get a lot of vegetables and things.
Yeah.
I don't really know why, because we can grow a lot of those vegetables here.
Yeah.
So,
well, we think we're being nice, but that shit just grows right out of the dirt. We're not even doing anything.
I know. You guys don't even eat vegetables.
No. We just, you know, every couple of days we walk around, we shake all the trees, and, you know.
Yeah, you pick up the fruits and you sell them for $100 at the store.
That's right. Put them all in our inventory and just walk
on.
Oh,
man. Imagine, okay, let's just assume that in that game, we're talking about Animal Crossing, by the way, if you didn't know, then you're nerdier than us, so there. You can sell the fruit and then you get the money. Now, let's assume that 100 bells is like 100 yen, which is like a dollar.
Okay.
Right? Let's just assume that when you sell...
A bell is a cent.
No. Yeah. Okay. That's right. Now, let's just assume, like, okay, let's just take that as, you know.
That's a given.
So, yeah, what if you went around and you picked up a bunch of apples from somewhere? You went to someone's apple tree and you picked up a bunch of apples and you could sell them each for a dollar. Just go into a store and be like, hey, I got 10 apples.
Mm-hmm.
Will you give me $10? What if you could do that?
It'd be great.
That'd be neat. That would be cool, man. I think... That's not quite the barter system, though, is it? That's just selling goods that aren't yours.
No, you have to, you gotta trade something for something.
But there should be more. I mean, eBay is like that. You can put anything up there, and someone might buy it. But
yeah,
there should be a place where you could. There should be a place you could go to sell anything you got. It should be like the Salvation Army, but instead of dumping it off, they give you some good.
Well, there's Craigslist. Not a lot of restrictions on Craigslist.
No, that's totally true. But then that still requires you to find a person who wants to take the thing off your hands. There should be like a store or a big warehouse or a big pit in the ground. A dump, a garbage dump. Yeah, this is what we'll do. We'll start up a thing where you take garbage and you put it in a big hole in the ground. And then it magically disappears.
But no, it has to grow into something.
Oh.
Grow into a garbage tree. That's one thing
into
I love
a,
about
into
the
a chicken
Animal
tree.
Crossing. Is, yeah, oh. is you bury some shit and it turns into the tree of the shit. And like.
Yeah, awesome. Not everything, though, but you know you can bury money in that game, right?
Yeah, what happens?
It grows into a money tree.
No.
You have to have a golden shovel, though.
I've been buying saplings every day.
Do you know how to get a golden shovel?
Huh.
You have to bury a shovel. You get an extra shovel.
Yeah.
You bury it.
Yeah.
And then the next day you dig it up and it's a golden shovel.
Really?
And then with the golden shovel, you can... This is... By the way, welcome to the Spy vs. Spy Animal Crossing Strategy Guide.
What happens, though? Tell me.
Well, then you can plant money bags, and it grows, and it sprouts more money bags.
No way.
I think the more money you plant, the more money you can harvest. It's not 100% always reliable
sometimes,
but I've gotten bags of like 30,000 bells there. Three of them.
Wow.
You know, 90,000 bells from planting like...
I saw that on eBay, people are selling...
Bells?
Yeah.
And paintings?
They're selling bells, and they're selling, like...
The collections
any item you want, like $7.
Yeah.
Any item you want plus 100,000 bells. And, you know, just once you win the auction, I'll meet you at your game.
If you really wanted it, you can cheat in the game, and you can set your machine. You can set your DS's time to whatever time. So you can set it a day ahead. You can play tomorrow, and you can go to the store. It'll take you a real long time, but, like... It's not like you can't just go ahead and try and get stuff. I mean,
if you put money in the bank, do you earn interest?
Yes.
Well, I should just put a bell in the bank and then just start playing in the year 50,000.
Huh, I wonder about that. That's
animals will be all mutated.
I think the interest rate's real low. They're all impoverished because you own all the wealth.
Yeah, and I'm not doing anything with it because I haven't been around.
That's right.
Oh, there's a fucking cartridge. Like, I think it's a GBA cartridge that I saw at Best Buy.
Yeah.
Oh man, $20. Metroid Pinball comes with a Rumble Pack. That's a pretty sweet deal. But no, it's a cartridge to let you cheat in fucking Nintendogs. Like,
you
can
put
the cartridge
in
and it unlocks all the dogs, and they're all really
like
nice.
Game Shark or whatever. Like,
but it's like
those.
Nintendogs specific. It's $20 and it's just
what?
For Nintendogs. And you
that's
plug it in,
retarded.
And it just
is
beats
it,
the game for you.
That's I don't know. I never really did understand cheats in games because...
I can kind of understand cheats. I can see when you get stuck on something and really wanted to get past it, but I don't understand fucking shelling out $20 to, like, oh, I'm going to ruin this game I paid $30 for.
Right. I mean, if there's, like, a cheat code within the game, you know what I mean? Like, do you remember the cheat code for Doom for God mode?
Yeah.
What is it? What is it?
No,
no, I was just wondering if you remembered. Oh, for Quake. Oh,
for Quake, I remember that.
All right.
Oh, I remember Impulse 9 gave you all the shit, and then God turned on God mode.
Right. I mean, some of those things are cool that the programmers put in for you to muck around with later and stuff.
Yeah.
But, I don't know, like, you shell out all this money for a game. I guess you shell out the money for the game, you should be able to do whatever you damn well please. Sure. Yeah. But, I mean, aren't you looking to be entertained and, I don't know, do things the way it's supposed to be done and stuff? I'm a pretty honest gamer, I guess.
Yeah.
Never. Yeah, totally. I haven't picked up my DS in 2 weeks.
Because?
Because Sketchbook is my DS.
No, because I got one.
It's because, yeah, it's because you got one and it's not cool anymore.
Yep, that shit's played out.
Oh, got it? Oh, shit. Well, yeah, I'm on to the next thing then.
Yeah, it's archaic technology as soon as I touch it.
Yep, that's why I'm going to go get a Game Gear.
You could buy mine, dude.
I've got
Sonic the Something and Football the Whatever and X-Men the This and That and...
Columns? Do you get columns?
No, I don't.
No.
But as soon as I get columns, you're going to be like, oh, shit.
Yeah. You know what else is dumb? Talking about video games.
No, video games are good.
Yeah, but actually, they're awesome.
Better than video games?
Uh-oh.
Fooding it up. We're fooding it up.
That's the new food song, dude.
I love it. It's great.
All right. Every song that I do is going to be the same tune, just so you know. So tune in for new lyrics each time.
Good.
All right. No, just cut that out and instead.
No, no. It's good. It's good.
All right.
I'll just pump the levels.
Do you want me to sing more into the mic next time?
No.
Do you want me to record a nice version of it?
Yeah, we could do that. We could record a really nice version of the tune and then...
Just sing over top of it.
Yeah.
Or something.
Man, then we'd be a professional show.
Imagine that. We could have it, and we could have like a little soundboard where we could play fucking sound effects.
Quack. Fart.
It would just be us saying the words.
Yeah. Oh,
the automatopoeia board.
Automatopoeia.
I like pronouncing it onomatopoeia. And you're else?
I'm all on top of you.
Yeah, dude. You know, really? Right now? What are you wearing?
On my Windows.
Your what?
On my Windows, my MSN avatar is actually standing right on your head in the Skype window.
You fucking asshole.
Yeah, take that. That's how I stay on top.
Maybe what we should do is we should make our avatars, like, you can have a head, and I'll do, like, a shot of my torso, and we get someone else to do, like, a shot of some legs, and then we can mix them all up. That sounds like an awful lot of effort.
Yeah, it does.
It also sounds a bit like that fashion plates thing toy. Remember that thing? That
yeah, but you know what?
Your sister had?
No. I didn't have a sister, but I had the fucking Mighty Men and Monster Maker, which was fashion plates, but the thing
kicked
ass with all superheroes and monsters.
Yeah. If anyone doesn't know what that is, go look it up. Go buy one, because it's rad.
Yeah.
It was just a thing.
Plastic bumpy things that you rub
out. Yeah, you do like a
run on.
Right, and then there was like three. There was like a head, body, and legs, and you can mix and match, and you can make a thing. And it was pretty cool if you didn't know how to draw. But if you did know how to draw, you thought it was boring.
It looked like Cyclops' head on Frankenstein's body. That was like the coolest.
With Wolverines.
It wasn't legitimate superheroes. Oh. I mean, they were legitimate, but they're not to legitimize the X-Men. I don't know what I'm saying.
X-Men, they're too legitimized to quit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Please.
Fooding it up.
Brian,
in my mouth,
go
who's fooding in up my butt? That's the new words. What do you think?
They're not as good as the old words, but I think maybe with a few more listens, I could really get into it. But it's like,
who likes food in their stuff?
Like,
I like food.
I don't really want to hear the same album again. I always feel that way when like the second album from a band comes out. I'm like, well, this doesn't sound like the first album. But then I listen to it more and I really get into it. So, like,
yeah,
maybe those are better lyrics.
Because, like, you always want it to live up. You want it to be as good, but you don't want it to be the same, right?
Right.
But when it's not the same, sometimes you're disappointed.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? If there's a big departure, you're like, oh, they should have stuck with the thing. But then you're like, well, that first album still exists and I still love it. And I'll still really enjoy it. And frankly, like when a band puts out several albums and they're all real different, you can go back and you listen to the whole catalog again and it's. way, way, way more exciting, more joyous.
Yeah. You're like, oh, they were a really fabulous band.
Yeah.
Nah.
And then hopefully they break up before they get stagnant. So then you can have that thing where you think fondly of them.
Yep. Nothing bad can ever happen to them. It's best if the main guy dies, because then you know they're not going to put any shit out.
Well, I don't know about dying, but... I don't want anyone to die. Ever.
I don't want anyone to die either. I'm just saying that it's better in music.
Phil,
the main guy
dies. Phil, why do people have to die?
Well, because that's the only way they can enter the kingdom of whatever their chosen kingdom is.
What?
I don't know. Why do people have to die? Because
the Burger Kingdom.
I'll tell you why people have to die. Because people are being born.
Oh, we need to make room for that shit.
Yeah.
We're not doing a very good job of it, though.
What?
Having people die so people can be born. We got too many bornos.
We're working on it, dude.
All right. Well.
We're working on the dios, man.
I think that the Ronnie James dios.
Yeah. The Ronnie James diocese.
Oh, man. Do you know how much funnier this is than the previous shows that we just did?
Oh, God, I know. We've been trying for, like, fucking 4 days to have a
joke. And this isn't even any good. Like, this is not by any means. I hate to be self-referential in the midst, the twixt.
No, this is garbage, but it's, like, better than...
Man, you guys should have seen it. You guys should have seen it. We were all, like, it's almost as though we were sitting in a pile of our own shit.
Yeah.
And then we decided we were hungry but didn't want to get up, so we ate the shit.
It was kind of like that.
A little bit.
It was a little bit like that.
And it was stinky.
So are we going to talk about some shit? Oh, I got some... Oh. I know. I said food it up, but like...
I know, like 10 minutes ago. I keep derailing.
But like, I don't have any.
I
didn't eat anything.
You know what? I just got this thing here. I got the Kit Kat. It's called Kit Kat Extra. I don't know why it's called Kit Kat Extra. Kit Kat Extra Chocolate. And Extra...
They filled in the letters. Is that what it is?
Precisely. They give you a little tiny bit more. Yeah. And it's not branded anymore. It's like the Adbusters of chocolate.
Oh, the Kit Kat's actually like debossed rather than embossed. It's like... No, I guess it'd be embossed rather than debossed. Like the letters are sticking out.
Degaussed?
De-intergaussed. Yeah, go on.
It would be de-groovy. It's Kit Kat Extra Chocolate. It comes in a, like, more brown thing. It's just, like, the wafers inside are more chocolatey. It's pretty good. I enjoyed it. I'm still enjoying it for breakfast.
You had some chips yesterday.
I did. I got the new Doritos. They're called Sweet Chili McGilly. I don't know what it...
No, you gotta remember, because I thought it was, like, that's a fucking dumb name.
Okay, hold on. Let me go get the bag.
All right.
Out of the garbage.
Brian's a gumma. Get the bag. Brian's a gumma, get the bag. Brian's a gonna get the bag. Brian's a gonna get the bag from
the
refuse.
I got the bag!
You got it from the refuse bin.
From the rubbish. I got it out of the rubbish bin.
Right.
Play me a little bit of Sweet Chili Heat music.
Tell me about the Sweet Chili Heat, man.
Dude, it's called Sweet Chili Heat. And that's the fucking most retarded name for a chip.
Yeah,
imaginable.
Sweet Chili Heat.
It makes less sense than Cool Ranch. Actually, no.
It's a fabulous name for a professional wrestler, though.
Fact of the matter is, Sweet Chili Heat.
Wasn't that Junkyard Dog's manager?
I believe it was the master of styles, Sweet Chili Heat.
So they're good? They're not good? You ate the whole fucking bag on the microphone, so.
Yeah, you should have heard that. It was more interesting than anything else.
Yep.
I mean, they're kind of spicy, they're kind of sweet. They're okay. They're not the best Dorito that I've ever had. They're all right. I don't know if I would make them my regular Dorito.
What is your preferred Dorito?
Zesty.
Zesty.
Immortant. That's what it's called in French. That's what we always call it.
Whoa. What did you just say?
Zesty mordant.
Zesty mordant?
Mordant.
That's a real thing?
Well, I don't know why.
Well, just because in the Trailer Park Boys, he said zesty mordant one time, and I was like,
oh, no
what
way, really?
What the fuck is that? Yeah.
That's what zesty cheese is called in Canada. Well, in the French undertitles. subtitles of the chips. The chips are all subtitled, you see. And also, if you rub your fingers along them, they're in Braille, too. You can read what flavor you're eating.
Okay, so Morden is like French for zesty?
Well, I don't know. I don't really know what it means. It kind of sounds like death, but...
But it is like the... That's the French word? That's on the bag?
Yeah.
It's like zesty, and then...
Mordant, yeah. So we always call it zesty Morden. So that's funny that they did that in Trailer Park Boys, because that's what I always say that, too. So yeah, the Sweet Chili Heat, all right, but... They actually have this bit of an aftertaste that reminds me of these chips that I used to eat, which were, I forget what brand they are now.
Poker chips?
Shit. Buffalo chips. Yeah. They were steak and onion flavored. I can't remember what brand put them out. But they were, it was kind of like the first one you ate was like really, really tasty. And then the more you ate, the more you wanted to barf. Huh. And the thing is, though, is that like the flavor crystals...
Flavor crystals?
the flavor powders?
Yeah.
They would, like, stay no matter what you did, no matter what you drank, no matter how hard you brushed the inside of your mouth with steel wool, you would still have that flavor in the back of your mouth for, like, a week. Mm. You'd be burping that stuff up. Like, I swear it stayed in your intestines for, like, a month. Yeah. It was you couldn't get rid of it. It was gross. Like, your crap would smell like it, your burps would smell like it. You would smell like your bourbon craps. And then, but yeah, and they were kind of tasty at first, but then, yeah, it just got really gross.
So, Zesty Morden's number one, though, on the flavors?
Well, out of Doritos, I don't know. I kind of. They're real gross. Like, they're just skanky feet flavor, but, like, I don't know. I kind of enjoy that. I guess the basic Dorito flavor is nacho, right? Nacho cheese? That's like,
that's almost plain
Dorito. And then they put the spicy nacho out, which is kind of not that good. I think
I haven't bought Doritos in a really, 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 really long time.
I don't know. They're not my favorite chips at all. I get them sometimes, but
I think they make your fingers dirty.
Yeah, my favorite chips probably are Miss Vicky's brand.
Yeah,
and the plain ones. I'm really into the plain ones. Original.
The best is like a plain corn chip and some fucking salsa, some thick salsa.
Yeah, that's good.
That's the best. That's like the best.
We had some really nice salsa at Jason Turner's party. He got from his food store that he works at.
He works at Whole Foods?
I think so. They're taking over the world, dude. They're building one sort of near my house.
That's good.
Speaking of my house, it's in the middle of my street. It's not. It's not really. I'm moving. I got a place. I wrapped it up. I closed the deal.
You clinched it?
You
cinched around it? And
I savaged it. I ravaged it.
Yeah,
I star screamed it. let's just keep going. Let's just keep saying toy names.
Yeah, it's just
Jesus Christ,
barking some stupid shit out.
I fucking used Spectrum and Lifter to lift it up and to see inside of it, and I thought, hey, that looks like a pretty good house. And so then I asked Teletran 1 if I should do it, and Teletran 1 said, "Go ask the Bat Computer."
Do you remember?
Cy Sperling,
he was the bad guy on Mask.
On MASH? They should make MASH Mask.
There was,
I'll do
two
a mashup.
Full shows. The only fucking good thing we came up with is how come Matt Tracker's got two Ks in his name and Mask has one K in his name and they all wear masks and there's three Ks going on?
None of the masks they wear are white.
No?
But no, Mask, the Mask Corporation, Mobile Armored Strike Command with a K... They were anything but racists, and let me tell you something, because they had a Japanese guy. He was one of the, he was like the right hand man.
Bruce Sato.
Sato would be pronounced Sato, but
that was Sato. Yeah.
I know he said Sato in the show, and he was a Sato masochist. Who likes puns in their ear?
Brian does. Brian loves puns.
Shit. You know who doesn't like them so much?
Who?
Ed Brisson.
Really?
He wants to punch me in the dink every time he hears one.
Really? He doesn't like puns?
Even if I didn't say it, he wants to punch me in the dink. I think he just wants to touch my dink, frankly.
Yeah. How slow does he want to punch you?
Oh, man. You should see.
An open palm punch?
Yeah. He wants to come on down to Cock Punch Studios, where we are right now.
Are those going to name the new place Cock Punch Studios?
Dude, yeah, I totally should. Yeah, man. Wait until I'm going to move at the end of this month. And when I move to the place, you should wait to hear what the podcast is going to sound like then.
going to sound different. Your side's definitely going to sound different.
It's going to be all weird and stuff.
Maybe we'll start recording
it
there.
I forgot to mention the new apartment is going to be underwater.
Ooh.
So, you know, I'll sound like Merman.
Oh, no.
Skeletor!
You had a dumb voice.
Yeah.
It was irritating to listen to.
All the bad guys were like, why were they all so stupid? Like, Skeletor is kind of like Cobra Commander, right? Like, he's a badass, but he's also kind of a coward. He's kind of a Nancy and all that.
Right.
And that's cool, because you kind of have to have, like, an effeminate counterpart to the macho man. Macho, wait, He-Man.
To make He-Man look good. Yeah.
More macho-er. Because, I mean, right. And they also needed Prince Adam, the alter ego, to make He-Man look even more macho, because Prince Adam wore pink. And he had a little Dutch boy haircut. But yeah, like all Skeletor's underlings, his unders, if you will.
Yeah, dope.
They were all dumb.
Beastman, the Merman.
Beastman should have been fucking killer, but he was filler.
Yeah.
And then Merman was like a total chump. And who was the the Triclops?
Yeah.
Actually, wait.
He wasn't an idiot, but...
No, he was just kind of... He was nothing. And Trapjaw, I think, was the worst.
Yeah.
Didn't he have, like, a... Didn't he sound like Dog Knotts or something? I needed to go back and revisit and find out.
Yeah, it was too bad, because, like, he was, like, the best... He was my favorite character.
Yeah, obviously.
And
he was the one who came with the most accessories, I believe.
Yeah. Oh, I loved his little zipline head thing. He had the little loop at the top.
I'd run
little pieces of thread across my
room. Totally, man. Still versatile.
Yeah.
Unlike that fucking Triclops, who just had three eyes that I guess did different things. One was telescopic, one was microscopic, and one was periscopic. No, what did they do?
Yeah, microscopic, telescopic, and then
retroscopic. Retroscopic.
Yeah. And one was just kind of
Laser vision. He could shoot.
Lazy eye. That's what it was. one lazy eye.
Dude,
one wandering eye, one lazy eye, and one glass eye.
That's right, yeah. And one would I.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Would I?
Hairly.
Would I do it? Hey, have you been listening to Don and Drew show?
Not in a long time.
Has anyone else been listening to Don and Drew show?
Crickets.
I
Xander
listen.
Has. Yeah. I turned him onto it, and he was like...
Really?
Hold on. Let me see if I can do Xander's voice.
Okay.
I'm still undecided about it.
No, I don't get it.
Do you ever watch that fucking, what's that show, Home Movies? You ever seen that cartoon?
I have sort of seen it, but...
Looks kind of like the Dr. Katz kind of style animation.
Right, Dr. Katz Medicine Woman.
Right. The lead junior boy, not the main kid, but like his little chum.
Okay.
His voice sounds exactly like Xander.
Xander's just doing that for your benefit.
Is he really trying to do that with me?
Careful. I don't want you to say anything you might regret.
Oh.
Tob. Stay tuned.
Tob McHenry.
Tob. Tob. Tob.
Hey, that's... We always used to try to have the Star Wars and the Tom McHenry, and all we really had to say was Tob.
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 That's both. McHenry.
Both in one.
Yeah.
Slice that
shit
open.
Do you think Sarah Bauer's real last name is actually... Maurer?
Maurer.
Yeah, do you think? And maybe we're just hearing it wrong?
No. Oh, no. Right. No, because I think we read it.
Oh,
but
shit.
I thought,
We should call her Maurer. Tob and Sarah Maurer.
As soon as I knew about Tom and Sarah, I thought that they should get married and Sarah should hyphenate her last name so she could be Sarah B.M.
I think she would probably enjoy that a little bit too much.
Yeah, she actually, when I mentioned it to her, she was like, oh, that'd be great. I love poop.
Yeah.
I guess I love poop. I love poop jokes. I love saying poop.
You know, really love poop. I like taking one, and getting rid of it right away.
Leaving one's way better than taking one.
Thinking about it ever again.
Poop, far better to give than receive. That's the thing.
I agree.
Poop.
I'll agree with
that.
That's
the spirit of poop.
My sister had these friends who would take pictures of their poop. Show it, and like they would send out Christmas cards with like a picture of a dump and stuff, and like, you know what, Is there some things you shouldn't do?
I saw somebody's poop journal one time. It wasn't R. Stevens, but somebody would just like take a picture of the bowl every time.
Was it Fred Grissom's?
I don't know.
Oh, all right. Well, the other thing was that I used to live many years ago when I was in university. I lived in a house with a bunch of people. And I didn't tell it on this show. I've talked about it in a different context with the girl who had the keeper menstrual thimble thing.
Right.
All that stuff that she left on the counter, and it was super gross. It wasn't all like bloody and whatever, but I can put that in your room. I don't know. But those people would take a dump and like show it to each other and stuff.
Wow. And,
you got to be pretty good friends, and that's commendable. I appreciate that you are close enough and you're good enough friends to be like, hey, you want to see my poop? Great. Yeah. But I don't think that's a good idea. I don't need to share that with anybody.
It's a shame.
I don't know. That whole experience, I don't think I need to share with anybody.
No, that's not true.
I saw it. No. Like that, like telling a story about, dude, I had a thing and it was 8 inches long or whatever.
Right.
Yeah, and then I took a dump. And then, to me, that time is like very personal time for reflection and relaxation and to collect your thoughts and to like, you know, to really like focus your energy and all that.
Wow, really?
Well, I don't know. I think I'm making too big of a deal out of it. But where I'm going is that I don't ever really like to have anybody in the room with me while I'm doing it.
Oh, no way. The only person that belongs in the bathroom with you when you're taking a dump is a meatball sub.
That's not a person at all.
Oh, Brian, thank you for reminding me, Brian.
Oh, okay.
Thank you. I found a solution to my hand washing problem.
Hand
you know
sanitizer?
Everyone's like, Phil. This is the internet's voice. Phil, you gotta wash your hands when you get to the bathroom. Yeah, that's the other voice of the internet.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I found a solution.
Okay.
When I go to the bathroom,
mm-hmm.
say I'm standing at the urinal, because I pretty much only go once at home, and then the rest
just keep your dink out all day long, and then you don't have to touch nothing.
No, I piss right through my hand. I go ahead and I use the one hand for aim, and then okay. I just hold my hand in the stream, and then there's no way I'm not going to wash my hand then.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yeah, my hands are all covered in piss.
It's like pee training.
Yeah. And then for the old number twos, the deuce, the bomb, you know?
Yeah.
I stop using toilet paper.
Well, but then what if it's real messy and then you run out of hand?
No, I won't run out of hand.
Too bad. Yeah. You, if anybody, will not run out of hand.
Yeah. No, if I run out of hand, I'll go onto the arm, the wrist, especially, you know, like a hairy forearm, one of them. That's got a lot of grip. Good.
So depending on the day, you might use a different arm.
Yeah, I got to spend a lot of time washing up, but it's worth it for the internet to respect.
Dude.
Spore.
No.
Shit.
There's a new Spore trailer out, but that's not what I wanted to say. What I wanted to say is stop, because you're grossing me out.
No.
No, what I meant is that you're grossing everybody else out.
No, they're all into it. They're okay. Finally, Phil's going to hijack.
What I meant was that we're out of time.
How did you know? I'm the timekeeper. I'm the clockmaster.
You're the cockmaster, more like.
You just said clock again, didn't you?
you're the clock sucker.
Aww.
You're the croc suckler.
Oh, that's speaking of croc suckler.
Croc suckler?
Yeah,
that's my buddy. I gotta footnote that and cite my source. That my buddy Oliver and his brother Emmett. They always say that, and they do way better Australian accents than I could ever hope to do, but they do that. They're on par with you, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah. I'm not even sure.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. So that's what those guys say, and it's funny. So.
Well, we're going to have a non-Australian on the show.
Is that a fact?
I booked our next guest, and it's exciting because nobody knows him.
And there's also, is there going to be accents involved?
Oh, yes. Most certainly.
Multiple accents?
Probably just the one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
will he be, perhaps, maybe he'll speak staccato for us, and that kind of counts as an accent, doesn't it?
No, it's going to be an accent. He's his name's Johnny Cashpoint, and
it's not his real name.
What the fuck?
It isn't.
I don't know that.
Well, I do.
What's his real name?
I'm
not going to go divulging his secret identity and shit.
Tyrone?
Because he's from England, and in England, your last name is your social security number. So, like,
oh, that's true.
Yeah, you don't want to give that shit up all the time.
He's from the land of Eng.
Yeah. So, Johnny Cashpoint will be our special guest soon.
Now, some of you may have heard of Johnny Cashpoint.
Yeah.
Probably not, but if you did...
No, there's some songwriters that do listen to shows.
Yeah. The way you would have heard that of him is from the Songfight.
Yeah, he's one of the longest-running dudes. He's been it for a long time. He's got the highest post count on the message board. World-renowned. Everybody loves him. And
he's English, so therefore...
He's English.
He's going to sound real smart. Yeah. Actually, depending on what dialect, what accent, he might sound really dumb.
No, I can extrapolate from the way he sings, because he sings fairly English.
He sounds a little... yeah.
I've covered one of his songs before.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, so I had to really dissect it. So, it's pretty good.
Cool. Yeah.
And as a bonus, an added bonus, this could be a first for the show. I'm not sure. Let me think. Yep, it's a first. He's homosexual.
Just like us.
No.
Oh, wait.
Homosexual.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, so that's exciting. But we're not going to ask him about that, because we never asked about people's projects, so I'm not going to ask about his homosexuality.
that's a project?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, so I'll be sure not to call you a G-Lord.
Right.
Or a phage.
I'm excited to hear about...
England.
The foodstuffs.
And what kind of animals and creatures they have that they like to kick around.
Yeah, what kind of planes do they cross?
I bet they like to kick hedgehogs.
You think?
Yeah.
Edgehogs?
Exactly.
Be like, Johnny, your mic's cutting out.
What?
His mic's cutting out because I can't hear his H's. He's saying edge.
Oh, yeah.
I'm killing
right,
it.
Right,
I'm tanking the show. I'm fucking driving this shit into the brick wall.
That'll be fun. I like when we talk to people from other places. Because really, that's what our show is all about to begin with. People from other places coming together. And if you could see my hands, I'm doing that... fingers
interlocking them.
Yeah. Here's the church and here's the steeple, and you open it up and there's some tentacles. Open it up and there's Cthulhu.
Yeah, that's the way that originally went. Oh man, dude, I saw Elmo do Ring Around the Rosie yesterday.
Did he do it wrong?
Sesame Street? No, but it was like there was four of them doing it, like four Elmos.
Were they all different colors? Like Four Swords Zelda?
No, it was there was Earth Elmo. Heart Elmo fire. No, but it was four of the same. It was like a dream that the goldfish was having. The goldfish, Elmo's goldfish, was dreaming about four Elmos doing Ring Around the Rosie, right? And when they do the all fall down, one of them flew right up into the sky, and I was like, man, that's fucking bizarre, because
it is
Ring Around the Rosie, you know,
it's all about time.
That's about it. So
yeah
it's kind of fucked up.
It's about a butt, isn't it?
A butt.
Yeah, a butt.
I thought it was about... I thought it was about... a penis.
Wait. Whose penis?
Bye, penis.
Bye, penis.